Going forward, we focus on three main areas. One is to target decision makers and influence that using, based on our findings of what now, or the situation, law people, law communities, and law constituencies and out there. And the other thing is to protection of civil society, waste, space, and activism, and media freedom. Because here in Solomon, you may like that you still got a media freedom over the other countries. So we want to advocate for the, for you may keep him that one. All the same, then Nara focus on Blow Mifala now is for support him over the activism, Blow the people where Mipala empower him with correct information on the fight against corruption. So we provide free legal service and advice, helping people when I for go how to do things, channeling over the complaints, blogata, and also about now what they should need for collecting time over the, like for stand up to be counted. And then the other one is empowering people throughout the country to understand them now, the connection or the relationship between him, what blogata, government blogata, and that is the legislator, executive government led by the prime minister, as well as the judiciary, because all these institutions and the constitution of Solomon Islands are to exercise them a right to people power and establishing people. So that is our plan, is to cover at least all of the provinces and as many constituencies and wards in constituencies with information and capacity building ready for 2023. Maybe with better understanding, people can make the right choice and also understand that they are equally responsible for one name corruption activities and other things that ought to not help in this country. So it's not still to instill upon people that your job is not over after casting your election. You still need for all of the leaders to blow you accountable. Me feel very encouraged because 2019 election is worse there, yes, but at the same time, too, that's the highest petition that were lodged as well. There are some other criminal cases. So, yeah, people are thinking that to address political integrity and corruption, people need to be empowered and be willing to stand up to become awesome.
Let me plan the areas, yeah? And big challenge for you fella actually cut him out before the 2023 elections, yeah?
Yeah, it's a big challenge, but the approach that me fella take him low here is to work with the village governance structures that already exist inside law. Communities law you mean, and over the constituencies law you mean, you have village or community government systems that whatever you do, you have to work with them because they are the ones that run the communities. They run the villages, the affairs of people. They look after people. So so far, Mepala work a lot constituency development fund. Mifala looking that involving the leadership of the community is the way to go, and also being culturally sensitive to the situation on the ground. Yeah, because things like they ask us to carry out the awareness at night because they want the women to attend. They won't be cooking. They want their school children to be attend. They want the whole family to attend. So Mifala agree with him that one, and school teachers to attend. So you know, there is wisdom and village too, or the village leadership too, Ngarem approach. I mean, Otangarem quite good approach on how the messages to be delivered and when it is to be delivered. Or that there is no demarcation, like, okay, you take the youth apart and you talk to them, you talk to the women separately. That is not what the leadership is saying in the villages. You have to take us together so that our youth know that Mifala elders, Mifala endorse him for Ogata to be involved in, yes, because we are all in this thing together.